If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message. Uh-huh. You have a new text message.
Something going on in your life you need solved? Maybe you're just inquisitive about something. Maybe it's a traffic situation. A lot of times you see people and you're like, you need to text in because you don't know what you're doing out here on this freeway. Maybe you want to text in. We've all been there big time. Yeah, it's Elizabeth and Radar and Text Roulette. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. Spinning the wheel to find out which text we're going to land on.
21.
I'll scroll pretty quick.
21. Can you do something for me?
Oh, okay. You ready for this one?
We are always ready.
Am I wrong for wondering what could have been with someone who barely told me that he liked me, but was too nervous to tell me when we were in high school?
Oh my gosh.
This is like misconnections on the air.
This is another question that we got in. That because I'm always over here clicking away, responding to everybody. Radar's over there.
You saw this already.
Well, I asked them some questions.
Oh, good.
I reached out and I said, well, how do you know he had feelings for you? And so they messaged back and said that he told me. And it says, now that we've seen each other a couple years back, he's divorced. He married one of those girls that was after him at school all the time. She cheated and was a hot mess, and he has his children. He has a really good job, owns his own business. He's such an overall guy. I never lived with the man, but everyone, even his in-laws, love him.
Wait a minute.
So I know this all sounds like...
Is this The Notebook?
You want to pursue this person. You want to. You are contemplating because this person, well, all these years later, told you, hey, I had these feelings for you, was too nervous to tell you back then. Because in high school, you're young, and there's that pressure, and what if they say no, and there's friend groups and all those things.
Did you message this person back and find out how long ago this high school crushy crush was? I mean, was it just a couple years? Was
it's talking about
20 years?
It says that he's now divorced.
Oh, my gosh. And, that's a long time ago.
And has kids, and has the kids.
So this person
Significant time has passed.
And is this person married? Do we know?
I know. Are you single?
Exactly. Am I wrong for wondering? So to me, it tells me this person texted in, am I wrong for wondering what could have been with someone, but was too nervous to tell me that they liked me back in high school? Am I wrong for wondering? I wonder what we could have been.
No,
are you wrong? Are you feeling wrong because you are married?
Because you are in a relationship?
You know, is that the reason?
That's a good follow-up question. Okay, I'm going to send that right now. Are you...
Do it. Do that. Yes. Are you annoyed?
Annoyed? No, I'm sorry. Are you single? Are you hoping to have a relationship?
Yes.
Question mark.
Were you...
Asterisk. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay. I always sign my name so I know it's me sending it and not Radar. Okay. I sent it back to them. We'll see what they respond. Because, no, you're not wrong in wondering that. And the fact that you are curious and wondering tells me that this was a misconnection.
Wait a minute.
But if you are in a position to pursue something, then...
Then, yeah, you're wrong. Right.
Well, if they're single,
but if they're not, then yes, you're wrong. You're wrong for wondering this. That's what I was just wondering. Like,
that
wait a
is a big part of this.
Why are you wondering this if you're in a happily married, committed relationship? I'm just kind of wondering if I could have, like, you know. So something's missing in your relationship if you're with someone right now. If you're single, I don't think it's wrong wondering what it could have been, but it's...
Okay, and here's some really great advice that should be put on a statue somewhere. The grass is always greener on the other side, but every yard has a turd in it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get too caught up. Again, if we're going down, maybe they're in a relationship with someone. Don't get too caught up on, what could have been, should have been, because...
Back then, it was different.
You don't know. This was very different times ago.
Uh-huh.
But if you're single, I say go for it.
If you're single, Elizabeth says, yeah, there's no problem with this situation.
You can't help that you're thinking these thoughts about this person, because it is... Fantasy is always better than reality, and it's easy to get caught up in that fantasy world.
Right.
But also, exactly. Take a look at what's happened here. This is a situation where there is, it sounds like... A ex that is maybe not emotionally stable, especially if it sounds like the ex is not in the picture with the kids and he has the kids and the in-laws like love him, and really does make it sound like that there's some issues there going on. And is that something that you want to get involved in with all of these kids that are involved too?
Let's do this. Let's say, I mean, this person hasn't messaged back yet. Let's say they're single. Has anybody like reconnected with someone from high school years later, and has it worked out? 414-432-1099. Is this a good idea? Because back in high school, you were a totally different person.
My sister and brother-in-law reconnected later in life in college. They were together in high school, and they are celebrating their 24th wedding anniversary this year.
Okay, so it's happened.
It is possible.
But has it happened for other people?
I also think about my grandmother, who eloped and got married. She was widowed. My step-grandpa, also widowed. They reconnected much later in life. She had a huge crush on him in high school. He had no idea. She was the farm girl, uh-huh, from the small town, and he was the big-time football player, boxer. He was kind of the popular kid, and she just didn't ever have the guts to tell him. And they reconnected.
Football, boxing, that's a cool sport. So anybody else besides... You didn't get that. Went right over your head.
No, because I'm reading a text message that says relationships are BS anyway.
Oh, okay.
What was your joke you made? I'm reading the texts that are coming in, because all your texts are coming into the Side Unlimited text line.
You said your grandpa played football and boxer. And I said, wow, football, boxing, that's a different sport. I've never heard of that before. Anyway, zing, right over your head. So here we go. Anybody else? Do you think this is going to work? Has it worked for you? Have you heard of someone besides Elizabeth who has
all these years that have passed? Right? Yes, I think it can work.
It's like The Notebook, isn't this?
It is, though, and I think it can work.
I don't know.
But the big
people change.
The big thing here that this mixed listener needs to—they know the answer to the question: are you in a relationship with somebody? If you're in a relationship with somebody, you've got to.
Then you are wrong.
And you have the ability to end that relationship for sure, but like, you need to wrap up that relationship and not have any emotional baggage there.
Or
not just necessarily end it for this other guy at the chance that it may work out.
Or is it, like you said, a little fantasy thing? Like, ooh, I remember being back in high school. It was, I love that feeling. We don't have that anymore.
The chase.
The chase. That person could be different. You're different. Maybe it won't work out.
Could hurt a lot of people.
Definitely
in this
could.
Case, too.
Let us know. Text roulette 414-432-1099. What is your advice, Mix Family?
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Am I wrong for wondering about a misconnection from high school? Should I pursue this? It basically is what the texter was saying. In text roulette with Elizabeth and Radar, that was the text we landed on this morning. You have all texted in, and man, this, we're getting flooded with a
we
lot
have
of
so many messages here.
Messages, yes, absolutely.
So many messages, and we've got a great response here that says from Uber driver Christian.
Okay.
It says, if you're single, go for it. If you're not, get it out of your head. That mindset is super destructive to your mental health. Unless you can Doctor Strange the past, you'll only make yourself miserable.
Ooh.
And we did hear back from the mixed listener in regards to if they're in a relationship or not, since they have had someone from their past, like Radar said in the original question.
Let me refresh my page over here, the text roulette. Whoa! Okay.
And it says, no, I'm married.
Okay.
Which is probably why they sent the question out here to text roulette.
In other words, as we look at this original text, am I wrong for wondering what could have been with someone who barely told me that he liked me, but was too nervous to tell me when we were in high school? Sounds like a lot of time has passed. Yes, I think you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're wrong for this situation. Although there are some text messages that say you're never going to know. You might finally land on that person of your dreams. You never know unless you try. It could get into a great marriage. Well, is she not in a great marriage right now?
There's obviously some issues. You need to tie up the situation you are in. If this is something that can so easily make you think, oh, maybe I shouldn't be with this person, I think you need to get yourself into some real one-on-one therapy, work through some of this. Maybe there's something missing in your marriage, in your relationship, and for you two to need to reconnect. But doing anything outside of that relationship is not going to help the relationship that you are in. And if you don't want to be in that relationship, and that is your right to decide that. I mean, I've been through a divorce. Like, you get to that point. I get it. I do. You have to work through all of the emotional baggage in that relationship before you can really successfully start another one.
Well, even before that, I mean, we had mixed listener Linda say, you're going to go to this person, to this guy. If it doesn't work out, is your current situation going to take you back? So you really have a lot to weigh here. It's not just, ooh, I got that feeling, that same old feeling back in high school where you're like, oh, boy, I just got a little bit of, all right, and he likes me, okay.
And those endorphins start going and you get excited and all of that.
I got to be careful with this one.
And it can really hurt a lot of people, too.
Definitely. Especially if kids are involved and everything. Oh, man, it could get, ugh.
So this person's clearly listening in real time. They've heard the response, but in text roulette, we're going to still send the audio back. You threw this question out there. This was our hot take. Take it or leave it. You can give us an update, but if you have a question or something you want solved, send your question in. It's anonymous, 414-432-1099 to the text line.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.